you know, you follow the media around the world, and the media is mostly based on sensations, and that's what we want to read and that's what we want to hear about. But unfortunately, it's also often stories about terror or corruption or diseases and so on. And as you listen more and more to the media, I think, in my case especially, I started believing, well, the world is on fire. It's a dangerous place. Be careful. And I started traveling, and I saw it's completely not the case. Wherever I've gone, I've been received by helpful, friendly, curious people, smiling people all over, and I've come to a realization that most people are really out for things like family, sports, discussing the weather, discussing food, debating if they get enough salary for the hard work they do, and stuff like that. It's not so much about politics, it's not so much about religion in the world. Most people, they're into their children and their family. Well, the next country will be Barbados, and I should be on a freighter this Monday. Of the courtesy of Mr. B.T. Marksman, he made the arrangements for me. And it should take me a little less than 24 hours to get across, so I should arrive Tuesday. And then from there, I'm going to St. Lucia, and then I'm heading further up north. There's 13 island countries, island nations here within the Caribbean, as I'm sure you're aware. And from there, I'll be crossing the Atlantic for the second time, and I'll be into Africa, which has 54 countries.